countdown to the midterms. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. 2 weeks until Election Day and two debates tonight, one in Pennsylvania, where Republican candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz faced off against Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. Oz talked about one of his goals if he gets elected.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat.
That was Democrat John Fetterman. Here's Dr. Oz.
I want to bring civility, balance, all the things that you want to see because you've been telling it to me on the campaign trail. And by doing that, we can bring us together in a way that has not been done of late. Democrats, Republicans talking to each other.
The debate on News Nation, the latest Fox News power ranking says Pennsylvania's Senate race is a toss-up. Tonight was the only debate between Oz and Fetterman. In New York, the gubernatorial debate focused on crime.
Republican Lee Zeldin and Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul spent several minutes on crime prevention, on which Congressman Zeldin said the governor is too focused on guns.
You got people who are afraid of being pushed in front of oncoming subway cars. They're being stabbed, beaten to death on the street with hammers.
Governor Hochul says she's worked on gun reform and safer transit, but the congressman is playing on fears to win votes.
You can either work on keeping people scared or you can focus on keeping them safe.
The candidates also discussed abortion rights and jobs in their hour-long debate, broadcast on Spectrum News, New York One.
Fox's Kernal Scott. Los Angeles detectives are investigating whether a recording last year that cost city council members racist remarks was made illegally. The council president, Nuri Martinez, resigned, while two other council members have resisted widespread calls for their ouster. Clorox has recalled some of its Pine Sol products over concerns they may contain bacteria. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Fallout continues against rapper Ye after his controversial remarks.
The rapper and fashion designer, formerly known as Kanye West, gets dropped by yet another partner after weeks of offensive and anti-Semitic comments. Adidas announcing it will immediately sever ties, that it doesn't tolerate anti-Semitism and any other sort of hate speech. The German sportswear giant, whose Yeezy collaboration is estimated to be worth billions, expects net income this year to take a hit of around $250 million. Ye, who in an interview last week remarked, "I can say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me," has been blocked by Twitter and Instagram, Balenciaga, JP Morgan Chase, and talent agency CAA, among those who've recently cut ties with him. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Protests continue as the University of Florida plans to install former Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse as the school's new president.
The selection of former U.S. Senator Ben Sasse to lead the University of Florida has been met with outrage by the student body and vocal members of the school's faculty. The university's faculty senate is holding a vote this Thursday on a resolution of no confidence in Sasse, a Republican from Nebraska who has yet to be approved by the school's trustees. The board holds a vote on November 1st, and the school has already said protesters will be barred from the trustees' board meeting. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans think the federal government is not doing enough to fight climate change. That's according to a new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll that shows limited public awareness about a sweeping new law that commits the U.S. to its largest ever investment to combat global warming. The Inflation Reduction Act was passed in Congress in August with only support from Democrats. It offers nearly $375 billion in incentives to accelerate expansion of clean energy. Through the poll found that 61% of U.S. adults say they know little to nothing about it. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.